Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. This is edition number 79 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. We are currently working our way here in season 4 through the Shorter Catechism. We come to the final edition of the Sixth Commandment, and beginning tomorrow, we'll turn our attention to the Seventh Commandment. But let's pray first, and then we'll consider question 69 of the Shorter Catechism as well as Larger Catechism, question 136. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, now as we come before your word, we come knowing that we are to submit to that which you have said, and we pray that you would give us your spirit, that we would do just that, that we would hear what it has to say, but then we would do that which it says to us. We know you've given it as a light to our path, and we pray that it would strengthen us and it would encourage us and even convict us where needed, that we would grow more and more into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ, who kept all of these laws, all of these commands in thought, word, and deed. And so help us now, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, question 69 simply asks, what is forbidden in the Sixth Commandment? The Sixth Commandment forbiddeth the taking away of our own life or the life of our neighbor unjustly, or whatsoever tendeth thereunto. And then Larger Catechism 136 expands further even on that question. Today we're going to take up the issue of provoking words, oppression, quarreling, striking, wounding, as forbidden by this Sixth Commandment. Let's begin with the provoking words, a verse that many of us know, but if you don't, you should probably memorize it. In a world in which there is much anger, there is much hatred and vitriol in our words, in our use of our tongue, and the scriptures are just constantly reminding us of the sinfulness that it comes through our tongue, but is a reflection of our heart. We read in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. To offer a harsh word is to offer a word that's not suitable for the occasion. It's not suitable for the hearer even, that we're to minister grace to them instead of vitriol or hatred or anger. Words that provoke someone to get angry. We know what that looks like. We've done it. Many of us, indeed, I suspect all of us listening to this, watching this video, have used words, said things that you know is going to push their buttons and is going to make them upset. You know, little jabs here, little jabs there. This violates the Sixth Commandment. Instead, we're to offer, in the face of angry people, especially in the face of a conversation that is not pleasant or difficult, we are to issue a soft answer. That doesn't mean we cower in the responses. We should be firm when needed, but we need to be firm using the right words. Words have impact, and it's like ringing a bell. You can't unring a bell, and you can't pull back words. Once they're said, they're said. And they do their damage, or they seek to minister, but they do something when they're offered. And so, isn't it wonder that in James chapter 3, we read about this extensive use and discussion of the tongue as given in James 3. And so we need to be very careful that we don't break the Sixth Commandment by using words that provoke anger or provoke another person. But then it goes on, oppression. Probably the classic example of oppression in the Bible is that which the people of God of old were under in that 430-year period of slavery in Exodus. And in Exodus 1 and in verse 14, there we read that the people of the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard service and mortar and brick and all kinds of work in the field. And all their work, they ruthlessly made them work as slaves to oppress another human being. Breaks the Sixth Commandment, to place them in a situation. We're not talking about employers to employees here. We're not talking about those kinds of scenarios in which one has legitimate authority. We're talking about an abuse of that, an abuse of one's authority. And and treating that individual not as an image bearer, but as just means to accomplish some task, and not treating them with the dignity and respect that they deserve as image bearers of the Most High. To oppress them, to place them under your thumb, and to unjustly and harshly treat them. And bosses at work, you have an extra responsibility as combined with even the fifth commandment, as your responsibility of superiors to inferiors, to be very careful that you don't wander into this camp. Well, you would say, oh, I don't oppress anybody. Well, you know, you might not use that word. Your employee might. But being unfair towards another person and not treating them with the dignity that they deserve. Certainly, you're going to tell them what to do. You're the boss. You're going to ask them to clean the bathroom or whatever it is. You know, mundane tasks of life, that's part and parcel of working a job. I've been there many times, and you do what you got to do. But I wouldn't have called it oppression. However, we need to be careful that we do not do that. Nations should be careful. Leaders and governments as authorities should be careful they don't oppress their citizens. This is all a violation of the sixth commandment. It goes on, quarreling. We all know what that is, getting into unnecessary arguments with people and just for the sake of arguing. Some people like to do that. Some people like to argue just for the sake of arguing. They really don't care about the issue. They just like to argue. They like to hear themselves talk. And so they argue. They pick fights about everything. You see this on social media quite frequently, actually. There's people that just can't wait to provoke an argument. They're breaking the sixth commandment. And if you tell them that, they're just going to argue with you. So it's sort of the casting your swirls, pearls before swine thing. But I digress. Galatians 5:15. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. This happens oftentimes even in the church. Individuals who, for some reason, haven't figured out how to get along yet. They don't know who they are. They don't know that they bear the image of God, that they're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so they argue with one another. They're picking fights with each other. Many of you have seen that. Perhaps you've been involved in that. All of this seeks to violate the sixth commandment. And then striking or wounding another person. And then the law of God is explained in the Pentateuch in Numbers chapter 35. We read about this issue as well. Numbers 35, verses 16 and 17. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. And if he struck him down with a stone tool that could cause death and he died, he is a murderer. So what led to the murder? Well, anger, first and foremost, loss of self-control, and then reaching out and striking and wounding another person. They may not die immediately, but if they do die, they're guilty of murder. But they're guilty of murder nonetheless because it violates the sixth commandment, because they shouldn't have hit that person. They didn't have a just cause. They weren't in the act of self-defense. They were in an act of rage and anger, and they punched this person or they struck this person with an object. And this happens all the time in our world today, doesn't it? We see it often with just unnecessary bodily harm aimed in the direction of another person. Think about the drunk driver who gets behind the wheel of a car. He shouldn't be driving in the first place. He drives down the road and he kills somebody. Hit somebody and they're severely wounded, then they die. Well, that's murder. But it was murder already, according to the sixth commandment. They'd lost control of themselves. They did something they shouldn't have done. And then they took it out on another person, whether on purpose or by accident, is not the issue. They did not think ahead. They did not plan ahead. And they lost control of themselves and wounded another person, even if they don't kill them. They still violated the sixth commandment because this was not just. This was unjust. So all these issues, provoking words, oppression, quarreling, striking, wounding, they all seek to undermine what the sixth commandment truly teaches. And as I did yesterday, I'll do again today. When we think about our Lord who kept all of these things, he never issued provoking words. He may have asked hard questions. He may have, through the use of his words, caused the people he was speaking to think more deeply. And they may have been provoked by that, but it wasn't because of what he said. It was because of their sinfulness. Oppression, Jesus says, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Quarreling, Jesus sometimes would disappear. He would be done in his conversations, not going to argue with you. Striking or wounding, I can't think of one time where Jesus hit somebody in the gospel account. In fact, it was that which was done to him, but not the other way around. All these things Jesus kept. He kept them perfectly, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful that we have a Savior who upheld the law of God, a law that we could not keep, and thus we were condemned. But in Christ, there is now no more condemnation. The law is useful to us, and it reminds us of what God demands of us as his redeemed people. But we know that we'll transgress these things. We'll say things we wish we didn't say later on and have to go and apologize. We'll get into unnecessary arguments with people, and we'll have to apologize. Sometimes we even go so far as to hit somebody because we don't maintain self-control. But there's always forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who we look to. And then we strive through his Spirit to be obedient children of the Most High. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you as we consider these very important matters. And if you have any comments or questions or follow-up remarks, you can contact me. The way to do that is there before you on the screen. So until Wednesday, when we will then turn to the seventh commandment, may you walk with the Lord today. May you strive to be obedient to all that he has said. God bless.